lost my drive. I've been stuck in traffic and I can't find my way out. I guess it's Roblox. Yeah, it's Roblox. I guess it's Roblox.
What's up, y'all, and welcome to another episode of the Destroying Depression Podcast. As always, I am your host, Jake Danielson. And this week might be an emotional one for me. Cause man, this last week's been a tough one. Truly, truly difficult in every way, you know, as I've struggled with my physical health and my mental health. But as I've sat back and thought about it now, I realize I'm just so hard on myself, man. Like, I've always been so hard on myself. And like, I used to think it served me. I used to think, like, it's the reason I go so hard and work so hard. It's because I demand so much out of me, and I want it so bad, and I want to keep going. But you know, as I sat and talked with a friend yesterday, I sat with the reality that I don't really let myself enjoy anything. And when I do make even the smallest mistake, I just beat myself up so bad. So as I have been struggling this past week, I've just been beating myself up for all the reasons, from feeling like I'm not doing enough to feeling like I'm not a good enough person to feeling like, am I even making an impact? Am I even helping people? To feeling like, you know, things are a struggle, but why am I not doing more? Why am I not working harder? Why am I not getting more done? And we just spend so much time beating ourselves up, so many of us. And so, I just want to take a minute today to say that you're doing the best you can, man. And the fact that you're beating yourself up alone means you're a good person. Because if you're beating yourself up, it means you care. It means you care so much about the mistakes you made or the stuff that you're not doing that it means that much to you. But it's also not serving you. It's not helping you to treat yourself like that. It causes us so much hurt to sit in that, man. Especially us who struggle a lot. To just constantly beat ourselves up and tear ourselves down. And then we finally do accomplish something great. We don't even let ourselves enjoy it. We sit in the pain of, I need to be doing more. What's the next thing? Where am I going next? We don't even take a moment to say, man, like, look at all I went through and got through. Like, let me enjoy this. I think that's where we miss the mark. Is even in being hard on ourselves, when we make it, we don't celebrate as hard as we beat ourselves up. It's not equal. It's just a constant cycle of tearing ourselves down. And you know, that's also where we got to come in and tell the people that we care about how much they mean to us. Because sometimes that can be a savior. Sometimes I really do. I wonder if I'm making any impact at all. And then I'll get a message that'll just tell me, you know, something I said changed their life, or they're on the right path, or they switched something up just because of listening to me. And I think for just a while that I am making an impact. You know, I was wrong. I am doing good things. People do see what I'm doing. That's the thing, man. So we don't have to be so hard on ourselves, because people don't do a good job of saying the impact you are making on them. But doesn't mean you aren't making an impact. People just aren't telling you. For every one person who tells you that you've made an impact on them, there's probably at least 10 others that are staying silent. It's just a matter of if we have to start to believe that we're enough. And I think that's the hard part is, I know that I'm enough. I'm starting to believe it, but I often put my identity in what I do and not who I am. And so although I think I'm enough, the second I'm not doing enough or feeling like I'm enough or I struggle, I think that I'm not. Or the second I hurt someone or make a mistake, I'm like, I'm not enough anymore. But I want to stop for a second. I want to stop for 1 second and tell you that you're enough. You're enough even when you make mistakes. You're enough when you're not accomplishing as much as you usually do. You're enough when you get a bad grade. You're enough if you get fired from a job. You're enough if you're struggling with an addiction. You're enough if you attempted suicide. You're enough if you do self-harm. You've always been enough. You don't have to be someone to be enough. You are enough. And because you are enough, that's what should push you to want to be the best version of yourself. You don't become enough. You already are. You've always been enough. It's just the more we can see that we've already been enough, we've always been enough, that we're human beings and we make mistakes, but we can learn and grow from them, the more we can become the people we're supposed to be. I'm tired of beating myself up. It starts with me. So I'm going to sit here with you guys today and say, I am enough. I've always been enough and I'll always be enough. And because I am enough, I will do everything in my power to be more. Not because I want to be enough, but because I am, and so I want to be the best version of myself so that way I can help whoever I can. The more I grow in myself, the more I can help others. But if I have a day where I'm not producing, that doesn't change anything. If I have a day where I mess up, that doesn't change anything. I am enough in this moment. You are enough. You are enough. And just pushing to be more. It's just you sitting in that and saying, I am enough. But I want to be more. So this is my reminder, whatever you're going through, you're not alone. Please reach out, friends, family, therapist. You know, you can slide in the Destroying Depression Insta DMs. Or shoot me an email. I do my best to get back to them. But if not, that's okay. Please just get the help you need. And as always, have a good week.